From Washington, this is VOA News. Palestinians in Israel reach a Gaza ceasefire deal, and three are killed in a UN helicopter crash in South Sudan. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. Egypt has brokered a deal for an open-ended ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militant factions in Gaza, Edward Uranian reports.
The announcement of a long-term ceasefire agreement for Gaza was made by the head of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, from his headquarters in the West Bank city of Ramallah. He said the Palestinian leadership has agreed to the call by Egypt for a complete and permanent ceasefire in accordance with the demands and needs of the Palestinian people in Gaza and in light of rebuilding what was destroyed. Abbas went on to thank Egypt and its president for their efforts to stop the bloodshed and widespread destruction in Gaza. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Afghan presidential candidate Abdullah Abdullah has threatened to pull out of the UN-supervised auditing process of June's disputed runoff election, further complicating the efforts to resolve the standoff. Auditors are in the final stages of examining the 8 million votes cast during the June 14th runoff between Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani. A UN peacekeeping helicopter has crashed in South Sudan, killing three crew members. The UN mission in South Sudan says a Russian contracted helicopter with a Russian crew was on a routine cargo flight when it went down today near the northwestern town of Bintiu. The mission says a fourth crew member survived the crash and received treatment from medical aid group Doctors Without Borders. An investigation is continuing. VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama is vowing to do right by the nation's military veterans, calling the misconduct uncovered within the U.S. Veterans Affairs Department as outrageous and inexcusable. The president spoke today to the American Legion Veterans Organization.
And with the new legislation that I signed into law, Bob and the VA now have the authority to more quickly remove senior executives who don't meet our high standards. If you engage in unethical practices or cover up a serious problem, you should be and will be fired.
Congress passed a bill to overhaul the Veterans Administration last month. The administration is launching new steps to strengthen service members' access to mental health care, improve their transition from active duty to veteran health care, and to help them financially. Senior U.S. officials say Egypt and the United Arab Emirates have launched airstrikes against Islamic militants in the Libyan capital twice in the past week. U.S. officials told reporters that the move caught the United States by surprise, potentially dealing a blow to relations between Washington, Cairo, and the Emirates. Meanwhile, neither of those governments commented on the attacks. The UN Refugee Agency reports more than 300 migrants lost their lives when their boats capsized in the Mediterranean Sea last weekend. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Refugee Agency reports the largest incident occurred Friday when a boat reportedly carrying at least 270 people overturned in waters east of Tripoli. It says 19 people survived. The Libyan Coast Guard has recovered 100 bodies and the rest are feared drowned. This tragedy was followed by two others on Saturday and Sunday. Hundreds of people were rescued by the Italian Coast Guard and Navy and a nearby merchant ship. Unfortunately, scores remain missing and are feared dead. UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says Libya is the main departure country for refugees and other migrants desperate to escape to Europe. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A meeting of the presidents of Ukraine and Russia in Minsk have failed to end the conflict in eastern Ukraine. The discussions today ended in lists of demands instead of a truce, as called for by German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Russia's Vladimir Putin demanded that Ukraine not escalate fighting in the eastern part of the country. Ukraine's Petro Poroshenko demanded Russia stop supplying arms to rebels. Authorities in Brazil say a deadly two-day prison uprising in southern Brazil has ended. Officials say two inmates were beheaded during the riot at Cascavel Penitentiary. Two other inmates were thrown to their deaths from the prison roof. Two guards who were held hostage were released. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.